While people around the world are now more connected than ever, our highly proliferated information technologies run the risk of more physical disconnections. Into My Arms is an upcoming art exhibition at Ace Open CBD Gallery that considers the embrace. Joining me in the studio are curators Toby Chapman and Francis Barrett. Welcome, Toby and Francis.
Good morning.
Welcome.
We love a bit of hashtag art wank here on Breakfast. Can you give us your best arts degree essay description of Into My Arms?
Oh, Francis, do you want to take that one first?
Yes. Well, as you said, the exhibition starts with the idea of an embrace. And an embrace is two things. So I guess it's to draw something or somebody near, and it's also to adopt, you know, a belief or an idea or sort of change. So I guess, you know, embrace can mean many things. And so with this exhibition, we, Toby and I together have selected artists that kind of open out what an embrace can be. So not just a physical moment, but also different type of intimacies or different types of things that kind of need an embrace, whether it's literal or sort of conceptual.
I think, as you were saying before, you know, in some ways technology is a hindrance to embrace or intimacy, but in other ways it can actually assist. So some of the artists that we've been working with are really engaging with new technologies and new kind of platforms as a way of connecting with more people and more audiences.
Wonderful. Now, what are your personal rules on the embrace? Will you hug someone you've just met?
Yeah, I'm kind of open to that, I think.
Oh, I'm very standoffish.
Hugger and non-hugger.
Well, it's interesting. One of the performance artists that we're working with, Grace Marlowe, has kind of offered me quite a interesting kind of social contract of sorts as part of this project and exhibition. So, yeah, she's kind of been exploring the way that different bodies kind of carry language and can carry performance. And as part of that, she offered to tattoo me with some words from this kind of poem or this script that she's been developing.
Oh, wow. Did you take the offer?
Well, you have to find out.
Good answer. Now, I'm actually from New Zealand, so seeing anyone who's Auckland-based catches my attention. Can you tell me a little bit about Sione Monu's piece, hashtag blanket couture?
Yeah, sure. So Sione is an artist based in Auckland, but also operating out of Canberra and across New Zealand, really. He's an artist that primarily works with Instagram as a platform. And so he's been developing this series of photos for about 2 years now called Blanket or Kafu Couture, where he creates these really kind of beautiful and lavish costumes out of textiles that you find, you know, in your home. So it's blankets, drapes, curtains, that kind of thing. And so then he kind of poses in these domestic spaces and uploads those photos to Instagram. So for him, I think kafu couture or blanket couture is a way of working through identity and representation. And yeah, I think there's a real emphasis on it being in that digital space and digital sphere.
That's wonderful. I'm speaking with Toby Chapman and Francis Barrett, curators of the In My Arms exhibition. Can you tell me about Amira H's, am I saying that right, Amira H's?
That is correct.
Yeah. Intriguing 12-month-long online performance piece?
Yeah, so Amira is an artist originally from Adelaide, relocated to Melbourne not so long ago, and she's a performance artist that I think is often interested in ritual. And so previously ritual for Amira has meant looking at, say, religion and other kind of ritual processes like tattooing. And I think with the relocation, Amira was really thinking about who her audience is and what her kind of public space was for performance. So about 12 months ago, she took to the online platform Periscope, which is a kind of streaming service for video, and, you know, almost out of nowhere, just started performing to this anonymous audience, not really knowing who they were or, you know, where this process would really take her, but made this commitment to performing for a year. So over the course of the year, she performed about 150 times in total. And as these performances kind of developed, she garnered this audience. So by the end, I think she had about 350,000 people who had viewed these performances.
Wow.
Which was really looking at, I guess, her own representation and the way in which, you know, sometimes that digital platform can be a veil. So the audiences that are engaging with her were often kind of quite cruel or confronting, you know, using anonymity as a defense to say things they might not say in real life. And for Amira, I think the performance was really trying to engage with these people, which we might refer to as, say, trolls, mm-hmm. and try and really kind of promote a dialogue, promote a kind of intimacy that was lost.
Yeah, that sounds something that's so vulnerable but so truthful as well. That's amazing. So you have some live performances this weekend. Who can we see this Saturday?
Well, we can definitely look forward to seeing Grace Marlowe's performance, which is titled Again Back, Remain Through. And you'll find out if I do or do not have a tattoo at that moment.
That's amazing.
We've also got a live performance by Adelaide musician Lonely Speck, who'll be doing a live set of their EP Lave. And Lonely Speck's also including the exhibition with a music video that created. Who else, Francis?
We have Athena Thebus, who's a Sydney-based artist, and she'll be doing a reading called Doggy. And as part of the exhibition, we've created kind of a reading room, which she will perform in. And we also have Kat Botton, who originally was from Adelaide as well and has since moved to Melbourne, but she'll be doing a reading that relates to a sort of installation as well that's part of the exhibition. So performance is a really sort of important integral part of the whole project. And so Saturday will be sort of ideas of, you know, gesture, embrace, you know, through the gallery space.
I think also that idea of generosity is going to come through on Saturday afternoon as well. So Sione, who's arriving tomorrow, will be developing some new work on Saturday with some emerging and local artists from Adelaide. So he's leading this project called Kahawa Workshop, which is looking at developing these kind of experimental flower garlands, which are these really beautiful objects, which will then be on display. So that, in a sense, is about an act of generosity in terms of working with local artists, but also being on display for our audiences.
Well, it sounds like such a beautiful time and very excited for you guys. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you.
Thank you.